This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. For a schedule of bands performing for these Cajun and Creole dances, and more information on special events and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump is again speaking harshly of North Korea. Today on Twitter, he said, quote, military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded, should North Korea act unwisely. Meanwhile, the U.S. is preparing to carry out scheduled annual military exercises with South Korea later this month. These may come at the same time, North Korea says it will have a plan ready to test launch 4 missiles that would land near the U.S. territory of Guam. NPR's Elise Hugh reports Guam's leaders are telling residents to remain calm.
Guam's located in a key position in the Pacific for the U.S. military. The governor here, Eddie Baza Calvo, says he coordinates with Homeland Security and the U.S. military on preparedness procedures.
What we're doing right now is just reviewing our procedures and processes, things that we've done in the past. It's time to start ensuring that everyone is properly prepared.
But Guam's former delegate to the U.S. Congress, Robert Underwood, says he's concerned the 160,000 people of Guam are getting forgotten with President Donald Trump's escalating rhetoric toward North Korea.
So are we just like cannon fodder? Are we just extras? Are we just not part of the equation?
Guam's leaders say the official threat level hasn't gone up following North Korea's latest threats. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Guam.
There's tension in Kenya as residents await the final results of this week's presidential election. NPR's Ader Peralta has more.
All eyes in Kenya are on the Electoral Commission's headquarters. The commission chief asked Kenyans to be patient. The commission has already released unofficial results that show a landslide victory for the incumbent, President Uhuru Kenyatta. His challenger, Raila Odinga, is rejecting those results, citing a vast conspiracy and the hacking of the electoral reporting system.
NPR's Ader Peralta. Now the Kenyan opposition says it wants to see the Election Commission's computer servers. Opposition leaders say they'll accept the results based on what's there. The CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, is canceling a company-wide meeting to discuss diversity. The move follows the harassment of some employees when questions they had planned to ask at the meeting were leaked. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Pichai set up the meeting after the high-profile firing of software engineer James Damore. Damore was terminated after a long memo he wrote criticizing Google's diversity efforts, in which he suggested the lack of women in tech could be related to differences in biology. Google has an internal system for pre-submitting questions from staff. Someone released the questions outside the company with the names of people who asked them. Sources inside Google say that some of the questioners were getting harassed online. Wired reported that the conservative pundit Milo Yiannopoulos posted Twitter biographies on his Facebook page of 8 employees who criticized the recently fired engineer. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 43 points. You're listening to NPR News. In Pakistan, the wife of the deposed prime minister will contest the parliamentary seat he was forced to vacate. Kulsum Nawaz Sharif has a history of fighting on behalf of her husband. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Islamabad.
Kulsum's son-in-law submitted the papers on her behalf. He announced that she was the mother of Pakistan and would be victorious. Kulsum's husband, Nawaz Sharif, was dismissed from his parliamentary seat and his job as prime minister by the Supreme Court last month following a corruption scandal. Kulsum's main contestant for this seat is another woman, Yasmin Rashid, a doctor who belongs to the main opposition party. It's rare that two women contest such a high-profile position. The by-election will be held late next month. If Kulsum wins, some analysts believe that her powerful family may try to propel her into ultimately becoming Prime Minister of Pakistan. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
European Union officials say eggs have been pulled from store shelves in 15 European countries. Officials fear hundreds of thousands of eggs from a Dutch supplier have been contaminated with pesticide. Health officials have called for a meeting of European food safety officials. Meanwhile, two officials from a Dutch firm have been detained for questioning. Cambodia's prime minister says dozens of soldiers from neighboring Laos have illegally crossed the border. Cambodian leader Hun Sen says they've got a week to get out before he'll order the use of force against Laotian troops. Meanwhile, he is mobilizing Cambodian soldiers on the border. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the second hour of 4 Hours of Blues for you here this Friday on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And at 3 o'clock, stay tuned for Roger Cash with the program Freetown Radio. We're going to turn to Muddy Waters. We can go back to 1980. Listen to Muddy doing a track from the album King Bee. And with Muddy were Johnny Winter and Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson, and also Bob Margolin all on guitars, Jerry Portnoy on blues harp, Calvin Jones on bass, Charles Calmazzi also on bass on some tracks, Pinetop Perkins on piano, and Willie Big Eyes Smith on drums. Here's the Muddy Waters Band doing a cover of an old Jimmy Odin tune called Deep Down in Florida.
Sit down in the sand and play. Yeah, I can't forget about Newberry.
to kill a dealer. Yes, he kill a dealer. Yes, he the killer dealer, but he satisfies my soul.
Betty Everett, recorded by Cobra Records back in the late 1950s, 57, 58, right in that time period. That number called Killer Dealer, obviously, it was written by Willie Dixon. He was producing for Cobra Records at the time, and he was playing bass on that particular track. A few years later, Betty Everett would record a song called It's In His Kiss, better known as the Shoop Shoop song, and that was a huge hit for her back in 1964. Before we heard Betty Everett here on KRVS, we heard Muddy Waters, who opened up the second hour of the Blues Box for us this morning, this Friday on KRVS. Muddy doing a number from his disc, King B, a number called Deep Down in Florida. Again, that was done back in 1980. Johnny Winter, one of the guitarists on that disc, and Winter produced that disc as well as a couple of other albums for Johnny Winter. We're going to turn next to, for Muddy Waters. We're going to turn now to Johnny Winter. We're going to go back to his first album, The Progressive Blues Experiment, recorded at a club in Austin back in 1968. The club was called the Vulcan Gas Company. Here's Johnny Winter with his tribute to Muddy Waters.
Yeah.
Johnny Winter here on KRVS with his tribute to Muddy Waters. We're going to turn next to Muddy Waters' son. His name is Big Bill Morgan Field. We're going to turn to what was his second disc. The disc is called Rising Sun. It came out back in 1999. And Big Bill was first a teacher before a musician. He didn't get into music seriously until after his father had passed away. Here is Big Bill Morgan Field with the title track to the disc Rising Sun.
Hey, hey, baby. Oh, can't you hear that? Hey, baby. I'm a hog for you, baby.
pneumonia, Asiatic flu. I got something gonna tell you. I'm on a socket to you. I'm a hog for you, babe. Gonna root around your dog. I'm gonna rock around your dog, babe. Keep on rooting, rooting to you. Right, root no more.
From the year 2000 and from the disc Matriarch of the Blues, that was a late Etta James doing a rendition of Hog For You, an old Otis Redding tune. Etta James preceded by Big Bill Morganfield. We heard Big Bill from his disc Rising Sun. Again, that came out back in 1999. Big Bill Morganfield, the son of McKinley Morganfield, better known as Muddy Waters. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
This week on Local Produce Live, Double Wide, brought to you by Acadiana Prescription Shop. Watch Local Produce Live online anytime at krvs.org.
Tonight there's gonna be a winner at the Carbon County Fair in Charles County.
Music now from Ann Weiss in a track from a two-disc set she had out back in 2012. The title of the set is Where Folk Gets the Blues. Here she is on guitar and vocals doing a rendition of the Robert Johnson tune Love in Vain.
Followed him to the station, suitcase in my hand. Followed to the station, suitcase in my hand. It's so hard to know when all your love's in vain. Train pulled into the station. I looked them in. I looked them in right in the eye. The train pulled into the station. I looked them in right in the eye. I felt so sad and lonesome. All I could do was cry. It had two lights on behind the train. Pulled out of the station, it had two lights on behind. The blue was for my blues, and the red light was for my mind. Train pulled out of station, two lights on behind. Train pulled out of the station, two lights on behind. The blue was for my blues, and the red light was for my mind. The blue was for my blues, and the red light was for my mind. The blue was for my blues, and the red light was for my
Dream.
Cassandra Wilson from her disc Blue Light Till Dawn that came out on Blue Note Records back in 1993. Wonderful jazz singer, and she does a job on blues. Stellar interpretation of the old Robert Johnson tune Hellhound on My Trail. Brandon Ross was a guitarist on that track, and Oludara playing at the trumpet. Before hearing Cassandra Wilson, we heard Ann Weiss from her two-disc set Where Folk Gets the Blues, and she did a rendition of Robert Johnson's Love in Vain. And we might as well turn to the legendary Robert Johnson next here on the Blues Box on KRVS. Both those tunes, Love in Vain and Hellhound on My Trail, were recorded by Johnson during his second set of recordings, recording sessions, I should say. First was done in 1936, November of that year in San Antonio, and the next year, June of 1937, he went to Dallas and recorded a number of tracks, again, Hellhound on My Trail, as well as Love in Vain. He also recorded this next tune. Here's Robert Johnson with Steady Rolling Man.
I'm a steady rolling man. I roll both night and day. I'm a steady rolling man. I roll both night and day. To be rolling this way. I'm the man that rolls when I she goes hanging on the tree. I'm the man that rolls when I she goes hanging on the tree. And now you hear me howling, baby. I'm a hard working man, have been for many years, I know. I'm a hard working man, have been for many long years, I know. And some cream puff using my money, whoever, but there'll never be no more. Woman, everything she wants in one time. You can't give your sweet woman everything she wants in one time. Well, boy, she get rambling in her brain. Some hungry man on her mind. I'm a steady rolling man.
Takes on over me. takes on over me. I know when I lay my racket, woo, my bell, I'm sweet as I can be. I'm the king of spades. Ain't been out in a great long time. King of Spain. I ain't been out in a great long time. But I've been waiting for you, little mama. Woo, my bell, baby, if you ain't got a dime. Let me be your dealer. I'm the best dealer in town. Yeah, now let me be your dealer. I am the best dealer in town. And again I'll say he to me, baby, woo, my bell, and let your love come falling down. Here's a spades cut to jazz, and a ten of spades called to ten. It's a speed called a jam, and the king of speed called a team. Deal a card one more time, woo, my belt, and I will bring your dollars in. Yes, I'm the little black king of spades, and then again I always win. I'm the little black king of spades, then again you know I always win. Then again I was great for you, little mama. My bell, like it rules the scratch for a hen.
From 1935, that was Petey Wheatstraw, who was very, very popular around East St. Louis, Illinois, and recorded a whole lot of tunes, more than 160 titles during the 1930s. His real name was William Bunch. Some believe he came from Tennessee. That's unknown, and some say that he took on the name of Petey Wheatstraw, and that name was a character in African-American folklore. Not sure of that either, but he did leave a huge amount of recordings and was very, very influential. This was a number called King of Spades. Robert Johnson would turn this tune into Little Queen of Spades later on. Wheatstraw played with all sorts of great guitarists, Lonnie Johnson, Charlie Jordan, Kokomo Arnold, Charlie McCoy, and others. He played guitar himself, but almost all of his recordings feature him playing a piano. Before we heard Petey Wheatstraw, we heard Robert Johnson. We heard Johnson recorded in Dallas back in June of 1937, doing a number called Steady Rolling Man. We're going to turn next to Elmore James, who learned quite a bit from Robert Johnson's style. He basically electrified that Johnson's style of slide playing. Elmore, originally from Mississippi, he first recorded back in the very early 1950s. He was with Sonny Boy Williamson. They had a band together. Elmore James had a big hit with his version of Robert Johnson's Dust My Broom. Here is Elmore James, though, doing a rendition of Robert Johnson's Crossroad Blues. He called it Standing at the Crossroads.
People, I was standing at the crossroads when Ne'er a night by myself. Take one. If I don't find my baby, I'll have to carry somebody else. I sat up all night last night, having sloppy wank today. I haven't slept a wink today. I can't find my baby. She gone too far away.
Sonny Boy Williamson II, recorded for Trumpet Records, recording for them back out of Jackson, Mississippi in 1954, a number called No Nights by Myself. Before hearing Sonny Boy Williamson II, we heard Elmore James. They, again, had been in a band together for some time before Elmore actually started recording on his own back in the early 50s. We heard Elmore James from around 1960, 61, right in that time period, doing a rendition of the Robert Johnson tune, Crossroad Blues. Again, Elmore calls it Standing at the Crossroads. We have blues next from Catfish Keith. He has a brand new disc out called Mississippi River Blues. Really interesting character. It's a very unique vocal style, and he also utilizes a number of very, very special guitars, sometimes baritone guitars, that sort of thing, usually resonophonic guitars. We're going to listen to Catfish Keith here on KRVS doing the title track to his new disc, again, Mississippi River Blues. And, of course, the song is an old Jimmy Rogers number, the old yodeling brakeman. Catfish Keith here.
Oh, you Mississippi River, water so deep and wide. My thoughts of you keep rising, just like an evening tide. I'm just like a seagull that's left the sea. On calling, I'm gonna pack my grip and head that way. often written on your bosom. Memphis down to New Orleans, floating over muddy water, drifting to familiar scenes. And when I hear that whistle of an old steamboat, Mississippi River, again I'm going to flow. I'm gonna pack my grip and head that way. See me hanging around again someday, 'cause that's the only way.
Fish Keith, once again from his brand new disc, Mississippi River Blues. That was the title track. And again, an old Jimmy Rogers number, the Yodeling Brakeman. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We're on your radio dial at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're online at krvs.org. We're also on Facebook. You can look us up there at KRVS Public Media. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And programming on KRVS is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It's also made possible in great measure by listeners like you. Thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. If you're not a member and would consider becoming one, helping us keep these programs going, you can always pledge your financial support securely online at krvs.org. We have blues for you. Till 1 this afternoon.